Thank you so much. Indeed it is. Time for the good stuff. And we've got a lot going on. For example, I've got a piece called Grandma's Glasses because you know what Sunday is.
It's Mother's Day.
That's right. So
don't
we have to talk
that.
About grandmas too.
I'm going to talk about the spirit of the West coming alive in the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Been going on since 1951, and the main run is coming up on May 15th to the 18th. But they have Mother's Day races. All moms get in free, simulcast racing from Churchill Downs, and more. Check it all out at buckinghorsesale.com.
Let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for everything that you want to talk about when it comes to livestock information. They have things that cover, they have articles that cover cattle, horses, rodeo, anything you can think of that has to do with ranching. You know, it is what ranchers read, so get it now. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
It's time for the weekly staff meeting, and Mr. Frobisher always scheduled the weekly staff meeting for 4:30 on Friday afternoons. When one of the employees finally got up the nerve to ask why, he explained, "I will tell you why. I've learned that it's the only time of the week when none of you wants to argue with me."
Oh, that is too funny.
You had something about mom's glasses?
Grandma's glasses.
Oh, more importantly yet.
Yes, when I need glasses, I sure won't mind. I'll just ask Doc for my grandma's kind. For it seems like Grandma just sees what's good, and I'd like that talent if I could. She sees the rainbow when others see rain. She sees I'd make it if I tried again. She sees fun things to do on a rainy day. She helps make work more like play. When I have trouble learning to read, she sees it's cookies and milk that I need. Even if my actions sometimes upset her, Grandma can see how I can do better. She sees how I'm sorry when I've been bad, reminds her of Dad when he was a lad. There's a joy in her eyes most all the time. She treasures my gift, though it cost a mere dime. Grandma sees through me straight to the heart, makes me finish the work that I start. I asked how the good she can always behold. She told me she'd learned it as she grew old. I know my world would be a better place if I had glasses like hers on my face.
We all would. All right, back to some lightning facts for you, since we're in the storm season, from the National Lightning Safety Council. All right, so.
That sounds so official.
Can you pump gas during a thunderstorm? Is it safe?
No, there's no way.
Not quite. While most gas station canopies are grounded, they're not risk-free. There have been cases where there have been explosions. The greater concern, nearby lightning strikes could send ground current surging through the area. And if you're standing outside, you're vulnerable, even if the canopy doesn't take a direct hit. So, lightning is a threat anywhere in the U.S. The key is planning ahead. Since 2006, what do you suppose the leading cause of lightning-related deaths is in the U.S., accounting for 44 fatalities? Fishing.
Oh, the activity they're doing?
Yes.
Yes. Fishing, really?
Yep. So overall, men account for 80 of lightning deaths, 80%, often because they're more likely to be involved in outdoor work or recreation and further from safety. So we want to make sure everybody stays safe out there. Here's one that I hadn't heard about before. I never thought about this. So can you touch someone who's been struck by lightning?
They're not being struck right now.
No.
They were struck. No. Yeah, of course you can. Why would you not be able to?
You can. A lightning victim does not carry an electric charge. Otherwise, you've seen movies where somebody gets struck by lightning and then they run around and a bolt of lightning comes out of their finger when they get mad or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway,
that doesn't happen in real life.
The most common cause of death from lightning is cardiac arrest, according to the CDC.
I can understand.
So
that would be quite a jump start, I would think.
Yes, it would be. All right. Do you have anything to wind things up for today heading into Mother's Day?
Just a side note, I've been influenced by lightning.
Influenced by lightning?
Yeah.
How do you get influenced by lightning?
Well, when I was a kid, our house got hit by lightning. It ran down the wires, and I happened to grab a hold of our stove and refrigerator at the same time. And I got zapped hard enough I couldn't let go. They had to shut the power down to the whole place so that I could detach. So that was a very scary thing. I can't imagine having a lightning bolt zap you. Oh, my gosh.
That would be a lot of energy. So keep listening for interesting facts like this and more on The Good Stuff.